listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We've got a big Friday edition for you, friends. We are not only looking at the new face of what's going on with congressional leadership, but we are looking at a new world. What's going on in all those places that we made progress over the last few years, particularly the Middle East? Governor Mike Huckabee joins me at the top of the show today to weigh in on this very important perspective.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, there's two ways we can approach this. We can just sit here and begrudge history and twiddle our thumbs and curse the darkness and say, bad, bad 2020, everything went wrong. Or we can get mad and start fighting back. And that's what we're going to have to do if we want to have some sane piece of this world left for our children and grandchildren as they come behind us. Welcome to Friday, Kevin McCullough. I'm pretty fired up today. We've got a lot of important ground to cover. A little bit later, Charlie Gasparino is going to talk about the economy and what's going on with where we're at with that. Charmaine Yost will be here. The CDC guidance change yesterday. Did you see these arrogant governors saying, well, just because the CDC guidance changed doesn't mean we have to change, when all they've said for the last year is, well, the CDC guidance said. So we'll weigh in on that. And before we're done, a special medical moment today. Dr. Brian Chan is going to talk to us about something. If you know somebody who's struggling with cancer, a revolutionary treatment is coming about that I've seen work, and it is really amazing. He's going to break it down for us. Anyway, our first guest today is Governor Mike Huckabee. And Governor, the State of Israel, when Donald Trump left office, was on the verge of historic prosperity, peace, new era dawning for the region with a number of new allies that had come on board and declared a cooperative peace with the Israeli state. Your thoughts as you've watched what's happened there over the last 7 to 10 days and where we are with President Biden in the process?
I've been going back and forth to Israel for the past 48 years. I know you probably don't think I'm even old enough to have done that. But my first trip was in 1973 when I was 17. And so what I'm about to tell you in a relationship to Israel and what's happening right now, it's not based on something I've read. It's based on the relationships that I've built over 48 years of going to the country over 100 times. It's about what I have seen and observed. And here's what people need to recognize. Israel is under assault by terrorists. Hamas is a terrorist organization, and they're the ones who initiated sending over 1,600 rockets into Israel targeted at civilians. And Hamas doesn't care if they kill elderly women or small children. They don't care. In fact, it's the most ridiculous thing, but where Israel puts their soldiers in front of their children, Hamas puts their children in front of their soldiers. And they mass up children at the places where they fire the missiles, hoping the Israelis will in fact come and bomb those targets so they can have a bunch of dead children.
Right.
We have this mess right now because Joe Biden is weak, because he has played footsie with the Iranians. And as long as the Iranians can funnel money to Hamas and Hezbollah, which is where they get their money, we just turned around and gave the Palestinians $200 million. Do you think they built schools with that or fed poor people with it? Nope.
No.
And what's happening is our government is being duped into thinking somehow that they're going to bring peace, and what they brought is a war. And the last time we had this was 2014. I was there when it was going on, and it was the same thing. The Obama administration showed weakness. They were capitulating to Iran. Iran put piles of money in to bomb civilians in Israel. And it is just shameful, considering that President Trump You know, forget that people say, oh, well, you're just a homer for Trump. Kevin, I want your audience to understand what President Trump did, no Democrat nor Republican president had ever been able to do in bringing some of these people to the table and creating the atmosphere for a genuine, lasting peace. Joe Biden screwed it up in 100 days.
You've also got another player in this, Governor, and I don't think they should escape evaluation of it either, and that is the media. What the media says, how they report, you know, Israel sends, you know, X number of strikes into Gaza. No report, similarly, on how many rockets are coming at Jerusalem and Tel Aviv in the same period of time. And we have a problem with the media not telling the truth about Israel, do we not?
An incredible problem. You'll hear them say, well, both sides need to back off and calm down. This both sides equivalency is utter nonsense. It's insulting to the manner in which the Israelis take great pains to try not to take collateral damage with civilian casualties in Gaza. Kevin, in 2014, my wife and I went to Israel to show our solidarity with the people. We were taken to the southernmost air base of the Israeli Defense Forces. We spent a day with those people. This is where they were launching the F-16s that were taking the firepower into Gaza. What I witnessed with my own eyes was something that it was stunning. The Israelis, before they will let a bomb go, they do everything they can, starting with releasing thousands of leaflets and saying, get out of this area, we're about to bomb it. They interrupt every cell phone in that entire region and tell people, we're about to bomb this, get out. Then they put an incendiary device on the roof. It's called knocking on the door, and are knocking on the roof, and they see how many people come out because they have intelligence to show how many people are likely in that building. They go to great pains, more than we do as the United States. And then and only then do the F-16s go and drop their armaments. Now, this is something the press is never telling. There's an extraordinary sense of care that the Israelis try to put forth to prevent civilian casualties. But Hamas will move children directly into a target area, hoping that some of them will be killed so they can use it for propaganda purposes.
I think it's so important, Governor, that we continue to tell the truth about what this is. I haven't been going for 48 years, but I did start going regularly just a few years ago and have been 3 out of the last 5 years to Israel. And all you have to do is spend time in Israel, and I've spent some time in the West Bank as well, and you see the difference between what, you know, organized, westernized living and not kind of looks like. But you also see something else. And in Israel, I think it's important to point out that you have Arabs and Jews that live next to each other as Israelis in total peace. We're not talking about all Arabs in the region. What we're talking about are Arabs who want to participate in terrorism and live in areas where terrorists are in control. And that's fundamentally the difference between Israel and the West Bank and the Gaza Strip.
Well, and in the Palestinian Authority, children are taught from the time they're in kindergarten that it is a great honor to kill Jews.
Yeah.
And if they do end up growing up to kill a Jew, there'll be a park or a street named after them. Now, that's how sick that whole mindset is.
That's so disgusting. Yeah.
It does not reflect all of the Palestinians, and it does not reflect certainly all of the Arabs, but it does reflect those who have bought in to the absolute lies of the Palestinian Authority, which, by the way, there really isn't such a people as the Palestinians. It was made up by Yasser Arafat in 1962. There is no nation. There is no long-standing history of a Palestinian people. They were largely Egyptians and Jordanians. And so the egregious things that have happened to those people have happened because they had leaders that abused them, used them, and essentially just exploited them for their own powerful purposes for terrorism.
So well said. Governor, appreciate all your insight today. Real quickly, what's on your big show this weekend?
We're going to talk economy with Stephen Moore. That'll be fun because he's got a lot to say about where this economy's going. Bernie Carrot will be with us, former New York police commissioner that you know very well.
All my buddies.
We'll be talking nonsense of defunding the police. And our musical guests, folks that are friends of yours, Mercy Me, are going to be with us. It's going to be a fun show.
Their new single, Say I Won't, just tearing it up right now and makes me tear up every time I hear it. But anyway, check that out. Huge, huge Friends of Kevin edition for the Huckabee Show. Bernie Kerik, Stephen Moore, and Mercy Me all this weekend. TBN, Saturday and Sunday nights, 8 and 11. Governor, have a great weekend. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Coming up, the rest of a big Friday. Stay with us.
If you're thinking about selling your house, call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free consultation. This is not your typical real estate broker. It's a company you can trust. Calamine & Company focuses on representing sellers and always puts the seller's needs above everything else. Louis Calamine leads a dedicated team of client-focused professionals who combine old-school values with cutting-edge technology. Their deals always get closed and for top dollar. They remove the stress that typically comes from selling a house. Look at their perfect rating and reviews online. Their unprecedented 100% success rate guarantees your sale will close. Calamine & Company is truly in a class by itself. Remember, they always specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogates court. Offices across New York City and coming soon to New Jersey. Visit Calamine.com or call 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Psst. Want to hear something amazing? Oh, and feel free to tell your friends, too. So, Kohl's, they're having a huge sale on summer stuff. And if you live for sunny days like I do, you need to check it out. I got 40% off a new patio set, Food Network grilling essentials for 20% off, and 50% off those yard games my kids won't stop talking about. Best part? I got an extra 15% off and some Kohl's cash. It almost makes being cooped up all winter worth it. Almost. Select styles. 15% offer ends May 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they could help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay
pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, from Israel to the economy, Charlie Gasparino is the senior correspondent for the Fox Business Network, and he's roamed those hallways since before I came to New York, and always glad to hear his take on what's going on. Charlie, we haven't had you on the radio in a while. Thanks for coming back.
Anytime.
Let's talk about what's going on, because, yes, the markets did a little bit better today. Last couple of days, actually, they've picked up steam a little bit. But we saw some really odd things happen following earnings revelations week. And I'm just curious what you think that was all about over the last 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a realization that that inflation is starting to creep into the economy, and that, you know, 0% interest rates forever is just not going to, it's just probably can't happen if these inflation numbers start to persist. And I mean, I've been writing about this for a while. I mean, if you look at commodities prices, you know, lumber and stuff like that, or even oil. You know, they've been going up, and it's simple that you have a Federal Reserve keeping interest rates at zero. You have a federal government that's paying people more money to stay at home than go to work. So what they do is, not only are they putting money in the economy that way, it's the government that's forcing wage increases, almost like a national minimum wage, by just paying people all this money to stay home.
Right.
So employers, particularly small businesses, have to raise their wages. So all this is getting factored into, you know, investors, you know, balance sheets, so to speak, and their investment decisions. And you get stocks that trade off because of that, because higher interest rates would clearly be bad for stocks. I mean, that makes bonds more attractive. You get the whole thing. And also, you know, the worry about inflation is never good for the markets.
No, it's not. And when you have the amount of money being printed as we are right now, and this really bothers me, Charles, because we've got this mindset, at least in Washington, that our money doesn't have to be backed by anything, and it just doesn't matter to them. Like, they'll just make, yep, as much of it as they need. That ultimately turns us into Rwanda, doesn't it?
Yeah, hence the appreciation of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies.
And gold, and yeah, no, exactly.
But you know, people are saying, okay, why should I believe in the dollar? What makes a dollar better than a Bitcoin? When a Bitcoin, okay, it sounds weird, but it must be mined, and you have to figure out these mathematical problems to make more of them. But that's a lot harder than what the Fed does, just essentially printing money whenever it wants. It's not backed by gold. There's no real sort of there's nothing preventing it from being debased. It's just
right.
The political, you know, whim of the day, and that's the problem. That's why we had the gold standard, because if it was backed by gold, politics couldn't really impede upon that. And now we're so far beyond the gold standard, it's not even funny.
Yeah, there's no way it's going to return there. Let me ask you, to the degree that the new administration's been in for 100 and something days, what have they contributed to the inflation tensions and to the devaluation of the currency?
Well, simply by, I mean, the inflation is clear that, you know, they've fueled it with these blowout spending bills that never end. If you talk to small businesses, they'll tell you the biggest problem right now is finding workers.
Yep.
And
especially here in the city,
and because these workers are demanding a lot more money because they can stay at home and do nothing. And that's inflation. You know, it's, that sounds good that, you know, people are getting paid higher wages. But remember, they're getting paid higher wages from small businesses that have very tight margins. These guys just got, are just getting back on their feet. A lot of them are restaurants following the COVID lockdown. So, I mean, this is not a good thing for the small business community. And that's leading to worries about inflation. I think that's one. The other thing is, obviously, it's, you know, keeping interest rates at zero and continuing to print money. When I say print money, when the government prints money, it doesn't quite just like turn on the printing press. What the Fed does is it buys securities from banks, right? Then the banks have, it's in the market buying bonds. When it buys the bonds from banks and other large institutions, that puts money back in the markets, particularly the banks. So they go out and they can lend more. And that keeps, you know, that's the way money is printing. And they're doing a lot of that, too.
Yeah. Let me ask you about trade. Size up what's going on with China and where that impacts or cross intersects with what we need to do by way of production and economic development in the U.S., particularly in light of the fact that we've switched gears 113 days ago.
I think the Biden administration will lay off China. It won't be as aggressive with China as Trump, but I think that genie's out of the bottle. And the Democrats on Wall Street that I talked to that who are close with Biden say they expect it to remain a sort of a touchy subject, that he's not going to do a 180 from Trump. You know, yeah. It's going to be almost the same. Now, around the edges, it'll definitely be a lot less, how can I say it, verbally aggressive. You know, you just don't, that's not Biden's style. It's not Trump's. Biden's not going to adopt Trump's style of, what they used to call gunboat diplomacy. This is like Twitter diplomacy, right?
Right.
I don't think we're going to go there. but I hear it's not going to be that much different.
Do you think there'll be much impact from the CDC's guidance changes yesterday, particularly as it relates to entertainment and, as you mentioned, restaurants and the socializing aspects of the economy?
There should be. I mean, I'm in New York, which was, you know, devastated by COVID, and I think even more devastated by COVID and then really devastated by the economic response of the leaders here and just literally shut this place down. Like they took a switch and they shut it down one day. And yeah. Businesses, you know, you got to see parts of Manhattan are boarded up because
It breaks my heart every time I see it. Yeah.
But it's coming back slowly. Businesses are coming back. Restaurants are, you know, packed now. But I will tell you the best restaurants are, you know, they're doing very well right now. So it's coming back, and I think, you know, this is part of the normalization. I mean, listen, we're going to have to live with COVID like we live with a lot of stuff, like we live with the flu. I mean, I think one of the good things about the vaccine is that it has taken COVID and made it into something much more manageable and like the flu. You know, people cannot die. I mean, there was a bunch of asymptomatic cases that the Yankees got, and then you saw Bill Maher. The comedian has an asymptomatic case breakthrough from the drug. So, you know, the virus, the vaccines, obviously, if you do get infected, you know, you're not symptomatic or you're barely symptomatic. You know, you survive. And that's a good thing. And I think that's what we're going to see. And then I think hopefully Broadway and everything will start opening.
Yeah, no, I hope that you're right. Watch him on the Fox Business Channel. He is breaking it down every day for you, Charles Gasparino. Follow him on Twitter at CGasparino. Charlie, thanks for being here. Always appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we come back, we go to D.C., talk to the Heritage Foundation about that CDC guidance and just what it should mean to the rest of life, not the economy, but everything else. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
My next guest is our New York State comptroller, Tom DiNapoli. Last time you and I spoke, the New York State pension fund was doing very well. How are we doing now?
Well, we're still doing very well. We still have one more quarter, but we are certainly ahead of the $210 billion we were at. Yeah, we're benefiting from a strong market, and we have a great confidence in our asset allocation. We just updated it, but we're always vigilant. Our retirees are living well into their 80s and their 90s, so the payouts, frankly, are getting larger. So while we're growing the fund and making money, we're very cognizant of the fact that our obligations for the future are also growing as well. So unlike other states, we ensure that we fulfill our commitment to our public workers, our public retirees. Our pension funds are well-funded, and we're going to continue to protect that.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. She fights to protect America's heritage. Heritage Foundation Vice President of the Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity, Dr. Charmaine Yost, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic.
That was the word that came out yesterday. Ms. Walensky, I think is how you say her last name, from the CDC. And you could hear this ripple effect. It started all across the East Coast and just shot across the fruited plain. You literally could hear the hoorays and hurrahs and people saying thank you so much. And they're excited and life is going to return to normal, right? No. All of a sudden, Governor Cuomo, Governor Murphy, Governor Whitmer, what's his name in Pennsylvania? The people that everybody forgets that one. But all these governors that have been in super lockdown mode and saying it was because of the CDC's guidance that they were doing all of that. No, they're not. It's not good enough for them that the CDC says this now. They need to sign off on it. These little dictates in these little offices that they holding on to this power that we don't really ever remember giving them. Here to discuss the aforementioned Dr. Charmaine Yost. Charmaine, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. I simultaneously heard people say, oh, I'm so glad. And in the next breath go, what? Murphy's doing what? Cuomo's doing what? Your reaction.
Well, you know, Kevin, this is the common sense approach that normal people have been following all along. I think that there's always been an understanding that masks were there to be a little bit barrier. But, you know, to me, what I'm dumbfounded by is seeing not just these politicians, you know, we kind of expect them to play politics and to play games with this stuff, but some of the doctors that you're seeing out there, like Dr. Leanna Wen, former head of Planned Parenthood, by the way, not coincidentally, I don't think, coming out and saying how bad it was for us to be taking masks off and that this was going to endanger everybody. And the question is, like, what exactly do they think the vaccine was for? You know, the people who are not getting vaccinated, that's their choice. But it is now available to anyone everywhere. I saw some data this morning saying that there's nobody who lives beyond 5 miles away from a place where vaccine is available. So,
right.
I mean, this is something we should be excited about. We should be moving forward into the summer. We're way ahead of this idea that somehow we were going to have, you know, these precious little July 4th celebrations with only a handful of people. You know, it's almost like, can we not like be happy for a change?
Well, and, you know, they were very specific about that in their guidance yesterday. The CDC said not only small indoor gatherings, but large ones. And this is the problem, Charmaine. When Joe Biden was walking to his lectern, his podium for the last 100 days and always wearing his mask, even though he came into office fully vaccinated, he was sending a mixed message that was somehow like
right.
the vaccine's not good enough. And everybody asked him about it. Why are you still wearing a mask if you're fully vaccinated? I had Dr. Nicole Sapphire on my show this week, as I usually do on Wednesdays, and she's followed the science on this closer than anybody else that I'm personally aware of. And when you're sitting at 69% or 62% of the population, at least having the first dose, which will provide antibodies, even if they don't go back for the second one, you're at least getting partial vaccination. And then when you understand that there are hundreds of millions that have antibodies from post-infection that never even knew they had it, or maybe were asymptomatic, or they had a mild case, but we've got more or less herd immunity ready to go. This shouldn't even be a question right now.
Well, you know what, Kevin, and it's a little sad that somebody else, and I don't remember who it was, so I can't give credit to him, but somebody else came up with the phrase fear porn. And that's a lot of what we've got going on here. And I just think, again, going back to the fact that we need to shift from that kind of head down mentality into head up and optimism. But let me throw another thing in here into the mix, Kevin, that's really kind of bothering me right now, is that in the midst of all this positive forward momentum that we're seeing, we've still got the teachers' unions who are dug in, and they were prioritized. Teachers were prioritized at the front of the line with vaccines, and yet they're still refusing to go back to the classroom. And I have yet to hear any kind of rationale that, whether it masquerades as scientific or not, that gives you a reason, an excuse for teachers just to flat out refuse to work. And the only answer is that the teachers unions, for whatever reason, some sort of, you know, are going against it.
Yeah. I mean, fortunately, we live in a district where the school has been open for the entire year and the teachers have taught and they've done a great job. We have not had full days. We will probably get those in the fall. But you are right. And in these pockets where they are playing that game, it's unjustifiable. It's not science. It's and you know what? You're perfectly willing not to work. As taxpayers, we are not perfectly required to pay you to not work. And at the end of the day, I think that's what's going to have to come down to. We'll have to see where it goes. But Charmaine, Heritage has done so much good on this the entire time. Thank you for joining us each week and for giving your insights. And we appreciate you being with us today.
Good to be with you. Happy weekend.
All right. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, a breakthrough therapy for those fighting cancer. I don't want you to miss this. Stay with us. Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
You know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10. interest rate across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast, and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Hey, Pastor Darren Goldstein here from Hope Outreach Ministries, where everyone is welcome, where we serve the I Am Possible God. We are building people of faith, love, and power. We invite you to come and worship with us in person. Our doors open at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. We are located at 333 13th Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience heaven on earth, or join us on Facebook Live at 3 p.m. at Hope Outreach Ministries for Everyone. We promise you will never be the same as you experience the presence of Almighty God.
Oh, friends, I'd like to encourage you to watch a very wonderful special that we have done for you. Will it happen this year? Dr. Carabaugh is joining me to answer what we're talking about. Could it happen this year? It has to do with the return of the Lord. And the Bible is pointing to everything we're seeing all around us. Don't forget, tune in. Please.
Airing Sunday morning, May 16th at 10:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Listen to The Mission, WMCA, anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, always glad to have you with us, and I'm glad to welcome back my next guest. Dr. Brian Chan is the medical director for ProCure Proton Therapy. He's also a resident at ProCure, Princeton Radiation Oncology, Harvard Medical School, Massachusetts General, and he's a world-renowned expert on cancer, and particularly with this new form of treatment called proton therapy, and we're going to talk more about that. Dr. Chan, you were on with us a couple of weeks ago. Appreciate you coming back. I want to get your reaction to some breaking news, and this is coming out in not only the medical journals, but in the mainstream news sources, that says this this screening that people had been having, that was they were recommending annual screenings for ovarian cancer, and a new study is showing that an annual screening is not really saving lives. Now, I'm curious, do you think that the COVID pandemic could have played some outcome in what this study found. Maybe people not getting the screening as regularly as they should. Is it calling for more screening than just once a year? What's your take on this study? Because I've never heard of a study that found that screenings didn't lead to saving lives.
Yeah, no, Kevin, that's a great question. And I think specifically regarding ovarian cancer, I think there's a couple of reasons why this study might have been negative, and it really speaks to the importance of collecting data and showing the value of things. So first and primary is the fact that the CA125, the blood test that we use to screen for ovarian cancer, is not terribly specific, you know, unlike, say, a prostate-specific antigen or PSA for prostate cancer. So consequently, if you rely on this blood test with some ultrasound testing, it can actually lead to some false positives and negatives and not be as specific as some of the other tests. So I think that's part of the issue with ovarian cancer. The other issue is that ovarian cancer, although it could be very, very aggressive, it's fairly rare. And so, you have to be able to pick up on these cases in a correct fashion. So when you have a combination of that kind of a population risk, as well as the lack of a truly reliable test, as specific as some of the others that we have, that might have led to that negative trial. But again, speaks to the importance of us vetting this out, trying to get the information out through data collection. And I certainly applaud the group for conducting this trial.
Yeah. Well, it's that's good to know. Well, one of the things I'm really taken with ProCure, your organization, Dr. Chan, is that I know that cancer treatment in the past has sometimes has been a as difficult a cure as the disease itself. And I know this from having watched my own mother go through breast cancer that ended up metastasizing elsewhere and taking her life. And the same for my lovely bride. And we've spoken about this before. But for people that weren't with us the last time, proton therapy is what ProCure is specializing in. And it is saving lives. Talk about the success that you guys have had in this kind of more targeted idea of radiation treatment.
Yeah, no, Kevin, I certainly appreciate your context of obviously your personal life and your loved ones. But, unfortunately, the good news is now with the advent of better screening, for instance, for breast cancer and prostate cancer, majority of our patients that we diagnose tend to be early stage. And consequently, a lot of these patients essentially can be cured. And, fortunately, we are an important tool in that regard. And what we're seeing, and Kevin, we talked about this last time we were on, is that sometimes we have unintended consequences to our success, meaning even though the patients are cured in the long term, they're now dealing with potential collateral damage induced by the treatments at the time. So, for instance, patients with breast cancer, as we talked about before, are dealing with maybe cardiac toxicity or pulmonary toxicity induced by the radiation and chemotherapy in the past. And this is where proton therapy can really be helpful, being able to minimize these kind of long-term, side effects that can persist in long-term survivors.
Well, and it's interesting that you guys are doing all that you are doing. I've noticed on your bio too that you've got a lot of experience with brachytherapy. I think that's how you pronounce it. I may be wrong, but I know that that identifying the gene has caused sometimes women to get surgeries that maybe sometimes they've regretted. And if you guys are being able to help keep more of the body whole while treating just the cancer, that's kind of the ultimate outcome in terms of what's good, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin. That is the holy grail in the field of radiation oncology, and that is that we want to deliver, a full dose to where the tumor cells are, and at the same time minimize optimally no dose, right, where the healthy tissues are. And right now there's no better way of achieving that kind of ideal than with proton therapy.
Well, for people that are just joining us, how do they find out more about what you guys are doing and if their cancer really is good to check out in terms of proton treatment?
Absolutely. So if radiation therapy is being recommended for patients diagnosed with cancer, please give us a call at ProCure.com. We're also available on the web. And see if proton therapy is for you and is appropriate for you.
And real quickly, because I don't want people to miss this, the proton therapy, just for people that, again, didn't join us last time, give us the thumbnail sketch of how it works, because it is much more precise.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to get a little technical here, so conventional X-ray-based treatments, which are basically ubiquitous and virtually every cancer center uses, and again, very effective, but they behave a bit like a bullet, meaning it's going to enter the body with lots of energy, and on its way to the tumor, it's going to release some of that radiation to the normal tissues in its path. It's going to eventually strike that tumor, which is in this, you know, obviously the object of radiation, but then will always go through the body like a bullet would. So there's a wake of collateral damage on the way into and after the target is struck. Now, photon therapy, because of its unique properties and weight and how we can manipulate this, enters the body much more quietly. And once it hits a certain depth where the tumor cells are, we can make it detonate like a firecracker, and so and then make it stop, so that there is a 60 to 70% less dose to the healthy surrounding tissues. And it's really about the physics and mathematics of proton therapy.
Well, and that is such a great explanation of it, and I think that those visuals that you were describing really helped even me understand it, and I thought I had a good understanding of it before. But, friends, we're talking about protecting the healthy portion of your body and attacking the cancer with even greater ferocity. And, again, if you've been diagnosed or maybe you know someone who's being diagnosed and they're concerned about the radiation aspects and kind of what it will do to them as a whole, this would be an ideal option for them. And please call and get more information. Here's a toll-free number, 877-967-7628, 877-967-7628. Get a consultation and talk to the great people at Procure Proton Therapy Center. I think you're going to be very impressed. Dr. Chan, appreciate your insights today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Kevin McCullough, come right back. Don't go away.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller, Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I want to say thank you to those of you that have helped us this last week with Food for the Poor. Friends, we are less than 100 children away from hitting our goal. And I just want you to ask yourself, did you do everything you could to help? 855-907-4673. As of early this morning, it was 65 children. But friends, if you divide that up by people that can do five children each, we only need a handful of folks to help us close out those 702. And you'll hear more about it over the weekend as well if you're listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission in New York City. Thank you. Thank you for those of you that have been so generous to help those children that are in need. Speaking of people that are in need, you know, this debate over Israel and what's happening there and how intensely it's being fought and all the rest of it is really rather remarkable when you think about it. You've got people that literally have no idea what they're protesting when it comes to this. For instance, just a couple of days ago, I was flipping through social media, as I often am wont to do, and saw some folks that had a very interesting sign. They had it titled Queers for Palestine. They are saying that we are for the terrorists in the argument between Israel and the terrorists. And they have a picture of the Palestinian Authority flag. And then on the same big banner that they're marching behind, they've got a picture of the Rainbow Pride flag with a fist held up in defiance. And they're standing there proudly saying, we're queers for Palestine. That's their identity. Friends, this is a sign that we live in a day in which we have no real idea at all, no real concept of any sort of what we are actually about. If you get into the nitty gritty of what Hamas, who is funded by Iran, believe about this group of people, people that are identifying in the way that these kids are identifying behind this banner. If you look at what they've done to people who have identified in this manner, if you look at the stories in through the news footages of what Iran and those that are backing Hamas in the West Bank and in Gaza, if you look at what these people have done to people that identify the way these kids identify behind this banner, you would suddenly be forced to have some sort of cognitive resolution. Wait a minute. You're identifying as queers for Palestine, but the people that you're identifying in support of would be the first people to take you and hang you by a bulldozer crane or worse yet, throw you off the top of a building, while everyone around was forced to watch. We have a very mixed up idea of what compassion is. And when Queers for Palestine think that the terrorists in Gaza are more kind to them than the Christian community in America, we have a very dishonest narrative. And it's one that will get people killed. And that makes me sad. I'm Kevin McCullough. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time.